You know, babe, I could have helped you carry that box if you asked. Yeah, I get that you're strong and all. You're my big, tough teddy bear. Aw, you know I'm kidding. I only make fun of you because of how adorable you are when you're annoyed. You have such a cute little face, teddy bear. Oh, come on. Don't look at me like that. I know you love the name. You said so yourself. You know, when I accidentally confessed to you in the bathroom. By the way, the bathroom at your place is a bit more soundproof, right? I told myself way too much for you to be hearing every little thing I say. What do you mean, don't be embarrassed? I almost had a heart attack that night. You weren't supposed to hear any of that. Well, of course I don't regret it. I have you now. Look, can we talk about this on the way there? It's starting to get late, and I really don't want to unpack in the dark. Thanks, babe. Now come here. Down, please. People are looking. Thank you. You can drive, right? Good. Get in. Now that I have you hidden all away to myself, I can take all of your kisses. Kissy monster, I want to kiss you everywhere. Oh, I'm gonna kiss you on your beautiful nose. Where else? On both of your cheeks. Where am I gonna kiss next? Can you escape? Your forehead. I love your forehead kisses. And back to your lips that I love so much. I also want to kiss you somewhere lower. Lower. Your chin. You drive. We gotta at least move all the bed stuff in before nighttime. I really don't want to sleep without my favorite burrito blanket. Ooh, maybe we can burrito together? It should be big enough for the both of us. Oh man, imagine how warm and cozy it would be. Step on the gas, dummy. I need the burrito cuddles ASAP. So babe, how far away is your place anyway? You've been coming to hang out with me ever since you moved out, which I really appreciate, by the way. I love that you'd come to visit me in my little nest. I just wish that was big enough for the both of us. But that's okay. I look forward to getting nice and comfy in your place. We're gonna build a little love nest together. Maybe you can do some shopping tomorrow. You're off work, right? Oh, goody. There shouldn't be too many people in the stores tomorrow. It'll be perfect. We can take all the time we need. Holy shit. Are you okay, babe? I can't believe that asshole brake checked us. You didn't hit him, did you? Oh, good, good. Aw, teddy bear. You're so freaking cute. Holding your arm in front of me. You did that way too fast to have thought about it. That was a reflex, wasn't it? Don't be embarrassed, baby. I'm glad you used to protect me on instinct. It's really sweet that you still think of me like you did when we were in high school. You always watched over me. It was so cute. Babe, you don't have to get all flustered when I call you cute. I'm your girlfriend. You need to get used to me saying that. Hey, that's unfair. You can't just call me cute out of nowhere, dummy. I'm not cute. I'm not cute. There's no way they convince me that I'm cute. Well, you're cute because you make me happy and stuff. I don't know. It's just a feeling. I feel that you're cute, and therefore, you're cute. It doesn't work both ways, Tommy. I know you have feelings, but it's different. You've always kept me safe and made me happy, even when we were little. You know, I'm really glad that we've been friends for as long as we have. Obviously, I like being able to kiss you and stuff. But deep down, we're always going to be friends. Even when we get married, you're still going to be my best friend. Oh, nothing. I just like thinking about us getting married. I used to think about it a lot when we were younger. I always thought about having a wedding on the beach. I know. The dress would get all wet and sandy, but younger me didn't really think about all that kind of stuff. I didn't even really pay much attention to the beach part of it. The only part that mattered to me was that you were there. It was always you. I only ever wanted you. But all that stuff can wait, right? We're definitely not ready for that yet. I'm just gonna take a nap real quick. Wake me up when we get there, okay? Thanks, babe. Love ya. It's dark outside. What time is it? Holy shit, really? How long were we driving for? Wait, are you for real? You drove that long every time you came to see me? Wow. Babe, that's really sweet. I had no idea that you put so much effort into hanging out with me. I love you so much. Thank you for being there for me, Teddy Bear. Oh crap, it's super dark now. I take the blanket inside. We can get the rest of the stuff tomorrow, okay? I know you're probably super tired. Just go inside and get in the bed. I can get it by myself. See you in a sec. I'm so happy. We're gonna have our first sleep together in our new bed. Well, it's new to me, anyway. Well, come on. Get the burrito. I'll wrap you up. Wow, babe. Your face is really close. Can I, hold you, please? Oh, you can just grab me. That works too. You're very warm. And now both our faces are red. Can you kiss me so I'll shut up, please? Hey, do you remember the first time we snuggled together? During that movie? I wasn't scared. I just wanted a reason to grab onto you. I lied to you back then too. Even if you didn't notice, I was still in love with you. You were always so oblivious. I even went to prom with you, and you didn't notice that I was blushing the entire time we danced together. Well, the cheerleaders noticed and started making fun of me, so we went home and played video games for the rest of the night. I almost confessed to you that night, but I got super scared. I didn't want to ruin our friendship. It took years for me to work up the guts to tell you. I'm glad that I did though. It's super sweet that you waited all that time for me. I was always confused that you never had a girlfriend. You were super cute, even in high school. But now I know. You were just waiting for me to get some courage, to come out of my shell. Thank you for that. I love you. A lot. God, my face is getting so red again. Just kiss me. I'm sorry for being weird. It's so unfair. How do you not get embarrassed, like, ever? Well, tell me whenever you figure it out. I want to be able to look you in the eye when I'm flirting with you. Oh, that reminds me. Have you told your parents about us finally getting together? Good. Did they say anything when you told them? I was just wondering, silly. Me and your mom used to always talk about you whenever I would come over. She doesn't make me nervous either. Maybe being a teddy bear runs in your blood, baby. She may or may not have found out that I've liked you, like, sophomore year of high school. I didn't tell her. Your whole family has a way of making me comfortable enough to spill my feelings. I know how you guys do it. It's fair and fair. So, anyway, we were talking about you while you were talking on the porch with all the neighbor kids. I was obviously waiting for you to come back inside so we could finish that game. And your mom started asking all these questions about how I felt about you and stuff. Eventually, I crumbled and let a few words spill out. She was so happy that I was interested in you. Maybe she knew that you felt the same way about me. The weird part was that I wasn't scared after I told her. I was relieved, like I had just let a huge weight off of my chest. No, I wasn't talking about my boobs, dummy. If I could get my arms free, I would smack you. You're lucky that you're so comfortable. I just want to stay here forever with you. Why do you smell so good? Oh, I can't stay mad at you. It's so unfair. I keep telling you that eventually the surprise kisses won't make me stop being mad. But today is not that day. Come here, dummy. Your lips are still so soft. Again, please. Again. Don't ever stop kissing me, teddy bear. I love you so much.